This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Tech Talk. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu, and the boys are back. Jeff Sandu and Matt Armitage from culturepop.com. What do you have, Jeff?
You know, so Matt is talking about what if people were companies. This guy, this next person that we're going to talk about, he should actually do, you know, exactly what Matt just spoke about earlier.
Husband of
Kanye West. Yeah, Kanye West. So he's all over the news recently. First, he had an announcement of his new album, and then his cry for $53 million, and then he went on Twitter and begged Mark Zuckerberg to give him that money to pay off his debts. And then he blasted those who ripped off his new album and put it on torrent sites. So, and he went crazy with this whole thing. Like, he was calling people all sorts of names of, you know, those people who were torrenting, and he completely said, you know, torrenting is useless, it's bad, and da 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 da.
But the funniest thing about this is because he's tied his release to the platform Tidal. The only place you can get it is Tidal. They've estimated that he's lost about $10 million in album sales by doing this. For a guy, $83 million in debt, to forego $10 million of revenue. And he wants people to give him $1 billion.
Yeah.
I would say his financial judgment's not.
Now, also, you can only get his new album from Tidal. But there's also another adult site that's actually streaming his album for free.
Yes,
so there's only two places you can get his album at the moment.
I found that this morning, the reference rather than the site.
Anyway, so recently, so he's all crazy about, you know, slamming people who are using torrent and all that, right? Okay. Recently, he tweeted a photo of a Safari browser screenshot that was left open on a YouTube page of Sufjan Stevens' song with the caption "Day 3," presumably worked on his new album.
Right.
But what's interesting is that the browser tabs that he left open at the background, one in particular was a Pirate Bay search for Serum, and Serum is a synthesizer plugin that sells for $189. So Twitter users spotted it and started calling him out. And you know, artists like Deadmau5 even joined in and called him something that's not suitable for radio. But, you know, he's torrenting stuff as well. You know, why are you searching for stuff on Pirate Bay for, you know, stuff that's $189? I'm sure you could afford $189.
I can't believe we've gone to a real low because we've just spent time on Tech Talk talking about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
Well, we didn't talk about Kim. We didn't talk about Kim. So no Kim.
Yeah. and she did try to break the internet.
Moving along to Google.
Anyways, on Valentine's Day, their self-driving vehicle actually kissed a bus. This, however, isn't the first time it has been involved in a crash, but this could be the very first time that it has caused one. Mm. So Google is planning to meet with the California's Department of Motor Vehicles to discuss the incident and to determine where the blame lies. Thankfully, nobody got injured. The self-driving car was only traveling at 2 miles per hour. That's 3 kilometers per hour. And it sort of pulled out in front of a public bus that's going about 15 miles per hour, about 24, 25 kilometers per hour. The human in the car reported that he assumed the bus would slow down to let the car out. Hence, he didn't override the car's self-driving computer. So Google said in a statement that they do bear some responsibilities because if the car hadn't moved and let the bus to pass by first, there wouldn't have been any collision at all. So in a way, it's a small setback for autonomous vehicles, but Google said it will now refine its driving algorithm, and from now on, the cars will have a deeper understanding of buses, and then they understand that buses are now less likely to give way to other more types of vehicles.
I think the rule will be anything bigger,
like a truck.
Anything's bigger than Google's self-driving car vehicle.
Yeah, I know. But I think this is one of the things that hasn't been talked about so much. I mean, we talk about how amazing self-driving cars would be, but we haven't talked about the fact that self-driving cars only really work if all cars are self-driving cars.
Mm.
If you have a mixture of self-driving cars and human-driven cars, self-driving cars don't work quite so well because, you know, the computer can't predict what, you know, I know that the car in front of me is not going to indicate before it turns left or right.
Right. Surprise.
But a computer is probably not going to make that that
the algorithms will have to change in Malaysia for
yeah,
sure.
I think so. Yeah.
There will be notes. Yes.
Imagine in places like India, Jakarta, or Vietnam, where you know there's no traffic lights as well.
But I can sort of see a test pilot in like a certain area.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you know, so we experiment with a small area and they're all self-driving and then hopefully that trend will continue.
I mean, it would be interesting because you wouldn't need things like traffic lights.
No,
for example,
you wouldn't
because
need
the cars
at all.
Yeah. would schedule themselves to go through the intersections. Yeah. But yeah, I think it should be tried.
Yeah. Anyways, Google, sticking with Google, they're testing out a new payment app called Hands Free. So if you're living in Silicon Valley and if you're using an iPhone or an Android phone, you can download the app. It's called Hands Free by Google. It's a service that lets you pay for items in stores, but this is without even taking your phone out. So the app relies on Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and also a location service to determine whether you're nearby a participating retailer or restaurant. So when you get to the cashier, all you have to say is, "I'll pay with Google," and the clerk can confirm your identity with a photo on their end to complete the transaction. So it's currently available in the southern end of San Francisco Bay Area. You can try it out in places like McDonald's, Papa John's, and a handful of local retailers. That's, for me, this one is really creepy. Like,
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, you
imagine
know.
Who could, you know, just...
No, but,
just
but
so
if you think about it, one of the things about cards, the way that we can is because they don't have a picture of you. You can present a card.
Yeah, that's even,
but if it comes up with your information, you know, if it's not you, you can't pay for it. I think it's actually quite cool. And a friend of mine told me a funny story about Apple Pay in the UK. So they've got these Apple Pay terminals now in a lot of stores in the UK, and he went into, I think it was a chemist's, and he said, you know, "I'd like to pay by Apple Pay." And when he said it, the cashier actually called over some of the other members of staff and said, "Look, someone's actually going to use Apple Pay."
Everybody watch.
Everyone watched. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, they had all these terminals, but nobody was really using them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're right. You know, no one's actually really adopting Apple Pay. And even Samsung has their Samsung Pay as well. And, you know, Android Wallet, Google Wallet as well. Yeah. This is no one's really using it. Retailers are getting into it. But I think people are still just hesitant. I'm a bit skeptical in using hands-free here, like, but you know, I think there is potential.
Well, you know, we're not going to use Apple Pay until the phones last a full day.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no, I can't pay for my eggs because my phone ran out in the milk aisle.
Geek Tunes, Stockholm band Atlantic Francis. It's a band that doesn't like to be labeled and just wants to make music that will get you dancing in the grass at summer festivals as the sunset over the hills and you forget all your troubles. That's according to the band members itself. So there's a lot of troubles going on here at the moment. So this is Atlantic Francis with Where Do We Run? BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.